A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 21st chapter, verses 1 through 25. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat. But that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place with fish laid out on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dare ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with a fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had been reclining at table close to him, and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, "But if it is my will he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are also many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor John Dietz.
Today, June 25th, is the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. And the Holy Gospel gives us a wonderful confession of faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. You'll remember that it was Peter who denied Christ three times. The Lord promised him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." Three times he denied his Lord, did not make that faithful confession of Christ before men. Three times Peter is restored in this Gospel of St. John, chapter 21, beginning at verse 15. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he had said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." Three times the Lord restored him with his grace, restored him with the wonderful, faithful confession of his name, forgave his sin so that he could feed and tend his sheep. We, as sheep of the Good Shepherd, are ones who need to have that faithful confession of Christ. The blessed reformers, our Lutheran reformers, with that wonderful confession of faith, the Augsburg Confession, laid out in articles in a line with Holy Scripture, all that we need to believe, teach, and confess as a church. Much of the world and many of the false teachings that are therein deny the Christ and shun his name. We are called to make that faithful confession. It says in the psalmody today, "Take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your just decrees. I find my delight in your commandments, which I love." Those commandments, dear friends, show us our sin, show us our denials with Peter, denials of the Christ. We come to Christ first in confession of our sins. Christ, who is faithful and just, forgives our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness, pointing us to the fact that the shepherd has laid down his life for the sheep upon the cross, shedding his blood to forgive and restore his sheep, even as he restored Peter. Now we are fed by the under-shepherds of Christ's flock. We are given the wonderful gifts of his word and spirit, his flesh and blood. We abide in those gifts so that we can make confession of his holy name. In the hymnody section of today's appointed readings from the Treasury of Daily Prayer, it says, "Send, O Lord, your Holy Spirit on your servant, now we pray. Let him prove a faithful shepherd, that no lamb be led astray. Your pure teaching to proclaim, to extol your holy name, and to feed your lambs, dear Savior, make his aim and sole endeavor." Pastor's aim and sole endeavor is to feed the sheep, tend the lambs, feed the sheep, so that all of us can make that confession faithful and pure, confessing our sin, confessing our Savior unto life everlasting. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you preserve the teaching of the Apostolic Church through the confession of the true faith at Augsburg. Continue to cast the bright beams of your light upon your church, that we, being instructed by the doctrine of the blessed apostles, may walk in the light of your truth and finally attain to the light of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
We thank Pastor John Dietz for this meditation on God's Word.